Penalties to be avoided. HMRC guidance warns us that a person who fails to make a return on Form P11D within the appropriate time limit may incur a penalty not exceeding £300, with a further penalty not exceeding £60 a day if the failure continues. We are told that there is also a penalty for making an incorrect return on Form P11D. That penalty is a maximum of £3,000 per P11D form. The late P11D penalty is also per form, and the more P11Ds there are, or should have been, or that should have been completed accurately before being submitted, the bigger the potential penalty bill is likely to be. There is also a hidden penalty that many employers end up suffering. This is the penalty of the employer paying the income tax due on the previously unreported or understated taxable expense payment or benefit in kind. It doesn't stop there either, because if the employer does agree to foot the bill for this demeanour, HMRC will gross up the income tax due to charge tax on the tax. That is, the employer will also have to pay the additional income tax due on the income tax paid for or on behalf of the employee or director. Picture this, where the employer fails to declare the medical insurance benefit that was provided to employees, say £1,000 for the whole family. The income tax payable for a basic rate taxpayer is £1,000 at 20%, in other words, £200. But when this is grossed up at 100 over 80, the income tax due is now £250. It is much worse for the higher rate taxpayer, because the directors and or senior employees will pay tax at 40%. This time it is £1,000 at 40% or £400. But when that's grossed up at 100 over 60, the income tax due rises to £666.66, which can be very expensive for a number of employees or directors over a number of years. Do you begin to realise how important this P11D reporting game is now? Well, we're not finished yet as regards penalties, and we are yet to talk about interest charges. Chapter 25, paragraph 18 of HMRC's booklet 480 on expenses and benefits reminds us that there are also penalties for failing to make returns or for making an incorrect return of Class 1A national insurance contributions on the form P11DB return. If we file a P11DB return late, we will be charged a penalty of £100 per 50 employees for each month or part month that we are late in filing after the 6th of July 2010. The later we are, the more the penalties will add up. HMRC can also be expected to charge penalties under Regulation 81 of the Social Security Contributions Regulations 2001. With a maximum penalty of 100% of the omitted national insurance contribution liabilities. But of course, we should be able to reduce that figure to much below the 100%, although it's all still very costly. Late payment of the Class 1A national insurance contributions liabilities attracts an interest charge under Regulation 51 of the Income Tax Employment Regulations 1993. HMRC policy is not to mitigate interest charges. Clearly, we want to aim to submit these statutory returns accurately and on time, and also make sure we pay the right amount at the right time.